Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, continue to feature top Billboard Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from The Miracles, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Diana Ross, The Supremes, The Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, and Stevie Wonder. Well, first up this half hour, The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson and My Girl Is Gone, right here on Motown Memories.
Whenever you're near, stepping like blue, I keep loving you. On and on,
on and on.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
A Motown memory from Diana Ross, theme from Mahogany, Do You Know Where You're Going To, and that reached number one from 1975. Diana Ross was the 35th most popular Billboard Motown artist, and that song was taken from the movie called Mahogany, starring Diana Ross. Before that, Gladstein the Pips and on the Buddha record label. It reached number five from 1974. Gladys and her Pips were the 42nd most popular Billboard Motown artist. And that song was taken from the movie called Claudine, starring Diane Carroll. Gladys and her Pips had 18 charting songs on the Motown record label. And we started with The Miracles, featuring Smokey Robinson and My Girl Is Gone. The Miracles were the 44th most popular Billboard Motown artist. And that song reached number 14 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring top Billboard Motown artists counting down to the most popular Billboard Motown artist. Well, coming up, the smash hit from the Supremes, Come See About Me. Well, Come See About Me became the third of five consecutively released Supreme songs to top the Billboard pop charts of the United States. Others were Where Did Our Love Go, Baby Love, Stop in the Name of Love, and Back in My Arms Again. It topped the pop charts twice, not consecutively. It was toppled and later replaced by the Beatles' I Feel Free in December 1964 and January 1965. Well, the song was written and produced by Motown's main production team at that time, Holland, Dozier, and Holland.
and it featured lead vocals by Diana Ross and background vocals by Florence Ballard and Mary Wilson. All instrumentation on this song was by the Funk Brothers. Well, here are the Supremes. Come see about me right here on Motown.
My love for you just grows and grows.
Memories with Tom Fallon.
All over, baby. Said it's over. It's all over, baby. I gotta get away from you fast as I can. Oh, you're too much for me, woman. More than my heart can stand. Like a kid behind the wheel, you've been reckless with my heart. Oh, if I stay around you, surely tear it all apart. Said the road's got to end somewhere. Honey, honey, every road has got to end somewhere. Now is the time for the showdown. So let me give you the lowdown. That we've come to the end of our road.
Marvin Gaye with The End of Our Road, and they reached number 40 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1970, and Marvin was the 12th most popular Billboard Motown artist. Before that, The Temptations and It's Growing, number 18 from 1965, and The Temptations were the 21st most popular Billboard Motown artist. And we started with The Supremes featuring Diana Ross and Come See About Me, number 1 from 1964, and The Supremes were the 25th most popular Billboard Motown artist. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring top Billboard Motown artists as we count down to the most popular Billboard Motown artist. Well, coming up, Michael Jackson and Farewell My Summer Love, right here on Motown Memories.
My size was next to mine. We were together.
continue with the fallout.
Stevie Wonder with I Wish, and they reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1976, and Stevie was the fifth most popular Billboard Motown artist. And we started with Michael Jackson and Farewell My Summer Love, number 38 from 1984. Michael was the seventh most popular Billboard Motown artist. And that song was a remix of a recording that was originally done in August of 1973. It was his last Motown charting song, and before this song, he had five charting songs on the Epic record label. Well, this hour, we've featured top Billboard Motown artists.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.